This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of office workers in downtown Denver is about half of the pre-pandemic norm. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports that statistic isn't budging much.
Downtown boosters in a lot of U.S. cities were hoping September would be the month when office workers finally came back. But in Denver, that hasn't really materialized. Courtney Garrett is the CEO of the Downtown Denver Partnership.
We are not quite what we expected nor want to be. However, we are moving in the right direction.
Garrett says the most popular day for workers to come downtown tends to be Wednesday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Getting around the metro area could be a little easier and cheaper. RTD has proposed two new fare structures that it says would make rides less expensive and less complicated. One structure would make it so that any ride, except for airport routes, would cost $3. The other would lower all fares by about 10%. RTD's board will vote to approve one of the proposed fare plans sometime next year. A federal judge has ruled that a private company that operates a detention center in Aurora can be sued in a class action lawsuit despite its involvement with the U.S. government. The GEO Group says it should be shielded from liability under a law designed to protect government contractors. The judge disagreed. A lawsuit representing 40,000 people alleges the company violated forced labor and minimum wage laws. Mostly sunny and fairly warm across the state today. It's getting cooler toward the weekend. Highs close to 80 around Metro Denver this afternoon, mid-70s in Colorado Springs. By late Saturday and Sunday, those temperatures cooling off with rain at lower elevations and mountain snow to end the weekend. But staying fairly warm today. Pueblo near 80 this afternoon. In Vail, highs near 60. This is CPR News and KRCC.